This is from Diary of a Wimpy Kid by Jeff Kinney. Friday. Well, now I've gone and done it. Last night after everyone was in bed, I snuck downstairs to listen to Roderick's CD on the stereo in the family room. I put Roderick's new headphones on and cranked up the volume really high. Then I hit play. First, let me just say I can definitely understand why they put that parental warning sticker on the CD. But I only got to hear about 30 seconds of the first song before I got interrupted. It turns out I didn't have the headphones plugged into the stereo, so the music was actually coming through the speakers, not the headphones. Dad marched me up to my room and shut the door behind me, and then he said, "Let's you and me have a talk, friend." Whenever Dad says "friend" that way, you know you're in trouble. The first time Dad ever said "friend" like that to me, I didn't get that he was being sarcastic, so I kind of let my guard down. I don't make that mistake anymore. Tonight, Dad yelled at me for about 10 minutes, and then I guess he decided he'd rather be in bed than standing in my room in his underwear. He told me I was grounded from playing video games for 2 weeks, which is about what I expected. I guess I should be glad that's all he did. The good thing about Dad is that when he gets mad, he cools off real quick and then it's over. Usually if you mess up in front of Dad, he just throws whatever he's got in his hands at you. Mom has a totally different style when it comes to punishment. If you mess up and Mom catches you, the first thing she does is take a few days to figure out what your punishment should be.